And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. This one I'm talking about, Alabama, y'all. Alabama. And I mean to say, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Text lines are still blowing up. Y'all are madness today. Madness, I tell you. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. 833-68-RIGHT. Call it or text it. Same number for both. By the way, I got to tell you, we got a new thing going, and quite a few of y'all signed up last night. But if you would like to start getting a brand new daily email newsletter that we're sending out, it's called the Right Side Report. It'll tell you what's coming on the shows, what the guests are going to be, give you links to the latest podcasts, all the stuff that we got going on at Right Side. Because remember, we're more than Right Side Radio. It's Right Side Media. That's the company. But anyway, the daily Right Side Report will start going out right where it's going out now. If you'd like to sign up, that text line that we have, all you got to do is text the word newsletter. It's one word, newsletter. To that, and it will automatically get you signed up, and we'll send you an invite and put you right in. So we'd love to get you in the mix. If you want to text the word newsletter to 833-68-RIGHT, you will get into the queue for the daily Right Side Report that we're sending out. Butters is in charge of that piece, by the way. Butters is our digital guy, and does a great job. He's just recently redesigned our website, which looks great, by the way. And he's got our daily email blast prepared. So I see them dropping in already, man. They're dropping in as we speak. Good Lord.
Wow.
Holy cow. All right.
Thank you.
Keep track, brother. Keep track. All right. Listen, we got plenty going on today, and the text lines are showing that y'all are fully engaged. I tell you, let me get a couple of these real quick. Bo from Coleman just says, best hump day in 4 year hump day. Call it Trump Day. LOL. I agree. Jenny from Decatur said, did the woman Republican running for the new district that opened up in Alabama win? No, she did not. No, she did not. And she lost by about 6 points, I believe.
Which is still pretty. I mean, if you look at the new district that was drawn for it, she had an upward fight for it. And I think it was a lot closer than the Democrats would have liked.
Yeah.
So
I would agree with that. And Caroline Dobson, she did not win. She was a great candidate. But anyway, she did not. So we are now going to be a 5-2 congressional delegation with five Republicans, two Democrats, and that's the first time in decades it's been like that. Newsletters are popping in all over. Listen, man, can you keep up? Can you keep up? Can you keep up? Because they keep coming in.
Trying my best.
All right, yeah, you want to be on the Right Side Report? Just check text the word newsletter to the. To 833-68-RIGHT, and we'll get you in the queue. Okay, let me jump on a few things. JP, I'm going to be calling for, we got multiple audio clips that I want to use. Let's talk about what's happened in the last 12 hours. Is it that? Not even that. We have 12 hours. I don't know about y'all, but I stayed up most of the night. I mean, I'm sitting here fueled by caffeine and adrenaline, all right? But I'm a junkie for this stuff. We did our live stream. I guess I got home somewhere around 11. Put my comfy clothes on, sat back down on the couch, kept watching. Somewhere in there, I began to doze after midnight. And next thing I know, I wake up at 1:30 and Trump's walking out on stage to give a acceptance speech. I was like, yes. But that's the middle of the night. And then, you know, got up and got the show ready. My favorite headline, there's been a few. I mean, the memes are madness right now. And I think my favorite headline is Babylon Bee. I mean, how can you miss with this? You ready for this? Brace yourselves. Headline, America unburdens itself from what has been. That's so good. Sources say the unburdening could lead to unprecedented levels of imagining what can be. I love the bee. But listen, you know, on a more serious note, you know, one of the things that really galls me is watching leaders take their folks for granted. Because it's not leadership at that point, in my opinion. It's entitlement. It's like, I'm the one in charge. Don't you understand who I am? That's what I've seen in Kamala Harris. I mean, I've seen it in Biden, too. But Kamala Harris has never led anything in her entire life. And yet she was vying for the opportunity to be the commander-in-chief, to be the leader of the free world. Last night, one of the clear indicators that she was never supposed to be the one in that job, never, occurred when she did not even bother to go out and talk to her supporters. I don't know if y'all saw this or not. I saw it happen live, and I thought, that is just absolutely tasteless, tacky, and, you know, this a complete dereliction of duty. So, story I picked up off of Red State, just to give you some descriptions of it. President Donald Trump won in resounding fashion in a historic, decisive comeback. In the face of everything, he spoke to his supporters in Florida, thanked everyone for who had helped, including the millions of American people. So what happened with Kamala Harris and her team? Well, she had folks waiting at the watch party at Howard University for hours. Then she never even bothered to show up. She had her co-chair, Jen O'Malley-Dillon, announced telling everyone to go ahead and go home to the morning. They refused to make any comments to the press. And then, just like John Podesta did with Hillary Clinton back in 2016, Hillary Clinton made it known she did not want to even talk to her supporters until sometime the next day. She is actually scheduled to make a speech here in the next 20 or so minutes at Howard University again. She did apparently call President Trump and concede in the last few hours. We understand, too, from a news report that just happened that Joe Biden even called Donald Trump. But the fact that she had people who had gone to bat for her, who had worked for her, who had knocked on doors and canvassed and made phone calls and given money and their time and all of it, the fact that she did not even walk out to say, thank you, I love you for everything you've done, you are much appreciated, never did it. She just went to bed and cried, I guess. I don't know. But to me, that is a clear indication that she was never supposed to be in charge, ever. What would it have been like? What would all of us have been like had she had the opportunity to carry that kind of attitude into the Oval Office? We would have been secondary. There would have been no consideration of us. There would have been all consideration about how she feels and what she needs. And don't they understand who she is? It was her time. Well, I got news. We dodged a major bullet. A major bullet. It has gotten better, though, because Trump's Republican win appears to be accompanied by a 52-48 now Republican majority. Now, we did just see a minute ago that we did not get the Michigan seat that was being run by Mike Rogers, although it is within 0.3%. So it's literally so close that I imagine there's going to be an automatic recount, but the indications are right now they're calling that race. It's on the left screen for CNN right now. They're calling that race. They are good gosh, they are only 16,000 votes apart in the entire state of Michigan. That's unbelievable.
Nevertheless, though, still the majority flip for Republicans. So yeah. Although that doesn't, you know, change any of that, it's still a tight race.
It was a seat previously held by a Democrat, wasn't it? Yeah. So 52-48 majority now for the U.S. Senate. And then we appear to have added three seats to our House of Representatives majority, although there are still 51 races that have not been called yet because they involve places like Arizona, Nevada, parts of Michigan, a few others that are so close or have to do recounts. 51 races nationwide out of 435 total. So what that basically means is we're not done yet, all right? We do believe the indications are that it will be hard for the Democrats to take a majority in the House. And what that means is for the next 2 years, if we can take it, that Trump will have the benefit of pushing his agenda forward through a House and Senate that is allegedly friendly to his cause. It also means, y'all, and this is a big deal, it also means that we have the ability to not only see his confirmations go through pretty quickly for his cabinet and all of it, but that we will have the ability to basically appoint and replace Supreme Court judges. There's a real belief that a couple of them are very likely going to retire. The conservative justices now feel like they probably can if they want to, giving Trump plenty of time to get into office and be able to confirm a replacement to secure a conservative wing of the court. It's a whole new day, you guys. By the way, a couple things that I think are really significant. This is part of the slap down. A couple of pieces that are not being talked about. Take note of this. Number one, the Republicans took a Democratic-held district in the Congress that includes Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is Joe Biden's hometown. There's that. That's kind of fun. You may look at it and go, okay, but he calls himself a Delaware guy now. Yeah, but he always talks about how my dad would say Joey while I grew up in Scranton. You know, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Scranton, PA. Anyway, Joe Biden's hometown, Republicans picked it up in Congress. The other thing that I think is really key is that Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, just won Minnesota. Oh, wait, who's the governor of Minnesota? Tim Walz. He did not even carry his own state. Can you imagine? He now has to go home and govern, not only as the guy who was willing to leave because the big job called, but he's also the guy that couldn't even carry his own state. I don't know what they thought when they were bringing him on. I think there's buyer's remorse on the Democrat side. They're trying to find blame, and they're finding blame in Tim Walz right now.
Well, that Minnesota didn't end up going for Kamala Harris.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. But did it really?
Yeah, but closer than maybe it
should have been. Oh, shoot. I read that wrong. I thought we had Minnesota.
No, that would have been great, though.
That would have been awesome. Well, I got to backtrack my whole last 3 minutes. Okay. Well, that was fun while it lasted.
But, yeah, like I said, I think it was a little bit closer than they would have liked for it to be.
Well, nonetheless, okay, he barely carried his own state. How about that? Yeah. That's what I was looking at, I guess. Dang. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Whew, I'll get the rest of it right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys, stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Text lines are going bananas. You want to join our daily newsletter, the Right Side Report? Just text the word newsletter, all one word, newsletter, to 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. That's our number. Text the word newsletter, and we'll get you squared away. It'll send you a link. You can sign right up. I got to tell you, some interesting things have happened. Like, not the least of which, Steve from Huntsville reminds me, Auburn students rolled Toomer's Corner last night. Nice. Well played, absolutely. I got a brand new texter in the line. Where'd she go? Hang on a second. I saw it. It was scrolled down. New texter here, Lee from Jasper, says, now I wish the celebs that said they'd leave the country if Trump wins would just actually go, starting with The View. Did anybody watch The View today?
I saw some clips.
Pray tell, how did that go, JP?
It was a lot of coping.
A lot of coping?
And it was a lot of, it was not Kamala, you know, they said Kamala did a flawless campaign. It's the racist and sexist Americans' fault.
So, oh, the racist, the sexist, the misogynist.
Which, according to Joe Scarborough, too, came on today and said that black men are racist because black men did not vote for a black woman.
Wait, black men are racist?
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, so let's talk about some of this. I'm going to call for audio clip number two. That's Jonathan Capehart, who is just a squishy little soft man who was on PBS in a panel trying to bring some sense to understand what's just happened. And he's got a theory on why this is. Go ahead and play clip number two.
I come to elections with a sense of humility simply because, you know, polls don't vote, people vote. And so in elections, we finally get to hear what the American people have to say. And I've come to this election with an open mind, and I want to know what the American people have to say. What was it, 6 hours ago, I was mystified by what was going on. And now I can't help but think that if this election seems to be, if it proves out that the millions of people who are watching Fox News, if that ends up being the case, then I can't help but wonder if the American people have given up on democracy.
What?
Simply because
Stop. Squishy little soy boy thinks that because he lost the race, it means that there's just millions of people who have given up on democracy. I look at this and go, come on, dude, this was democracy. That's what this was.
He literally just said that this was an opportunity for the American people to voice their opinion.
And then
just because they didn't vote for the candidate, he wants, they're giving up on democracy.
I mean, this is, by the way, this kind of rationalization is what we're seeing all over the place. The left is having a complete, just completely breakdown with reality right now. They don't know how to face where they are. They're trying to figure out what in the world, what there's got to be an explanation. And the interesting thing is very few of them say the truth. What they will say is it was this problem or it was that. They never once say we screwed up because we overreached on our liberal progressive agenda.
And I'll say this too. I've seen some people ridiculously say that because, Republicans are stupid and they were swayed by Fox News and the, you know, Republicans have a good way of twisting the narrative as if they're acting oblivious of how the mainstream media and their bias played into this election. I mean, they literally were calling Trump Hitler not too long ago. They were comparing his MSG rally to a Nazi rally that was held there. Joy Reid compared him to, you know, Mussolini, Hitler, all these dictators. If you're acting like mainstream media and their bias did not try to sway this election to the left, and now that Trump won, it's all these stupid Republicans are listening to Fox News and they're letting them sway their minds, and they're twisting democracy as if literally every other mainstream media news outlet besides Fox News was trying to sway this for the Democrats. So it's really rich for me to see that. It's completely out of touch with reality.
It is rich, and it is also rich to watch it happen.
Yeah.
I am loving the fact that everything you just described, they got it handed to them because they did it.
Exactly. It backfired on them.
It just backfired in the biggest way.
They realized they don't have as much control as they thought they did.
We got multiple text messages. I'm about to go to a break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to be playing you an audio clip from Jen Psaki herself. She worked in the White House. She doesn't understand. She can't even see it. Don't they know? Well, okay, we'll figure it out. John from Huntsville texted us, "Phil, I got a funny feeling Democrats are about to steal the election." They can't. It's already over. Is that from last night? We got a brand new one. Bordeaux from Harvest says the crazies were held at bay in the spirit realm because of so many true believers in Jesus the Messiah praying in the Holy Ghost. I agree. I think there was a lot of spiritual warfare that was going on here. And Bordeaux, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the text lines.
And thanks for joining the newsletter
as well. Danny from Madison says, my favorite headline last night was from the New York Slimes. He says, Trump wins by large margin. That had to hurt them to write it. I would guess so. I would guess it did. I wonder what the Washington Post said. I need to look back and see. Washington Post. You know, they're probably thinking, if we had just been allowed to endorse Kamala, it might have swayed the election. Nah, it would have meant you'd also, lost a couple other states like Illinois. All right, all said and done, it's been huge. We got more on this. What are the libs saying? We'll tell you. We got some clips you're going to want to hear. We got some things you're going to want to think about. And then we'll move into Dipper number two and talk about where we go from here next. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on Trump Day. Not Hump Day, but Trump Day. Coming up at the top of the next hour, we will have the Grand Council. And let me just remind you guys, too, that Right Side Media is the company. We do a lot of stuff. And the latest edition of the Right Philosophy video podcast is out as of now, I believe. Am I right, JP?
That's correct. Went out at 11 a.m. this morning. And okay. They can find it on the website or on YouTube, on the Right Side Media YouTube page. It's up there as well.
Okay. Right Philosophy video podcast is there for the taking. Go take a look at it. We're really proud of it, and it's just one of several. We got two more that we're about to announce pretty soon, but nonetheless, Right Philosophy, latest edition, out right now. I'm going to go to the phones in just a minute, but I got to tell you, so talking about the way that libs are reacting, The View, I doubt they're going to allow Trump to have a visit on The View anytime soon, but Sonny Hostin has the most unbelievable, and yet I think she believes it, statement about why the election went the way it did. Sonny Hostin, today on The View, had a complete meltdown. She blamed it all on cultural resentment. What? Yes. She says, I was so hopeful. that a mixed-race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of the country. And I think it had nothing to do with policy. I think this was the referendum of cultural resentment in this country, she lamented. All right, let me make sure that we just go back to what she just said. She wanted a mixed-race woman married to a Jewish guy. And then she says she didn't get elected. It had nothing to do with policy. She wasn't choosing her candidate based on policy. She was choosing her candidate based on identity politics. She was choosing her candidate based on whether it was a mixed-race woman married to a Jewish guy, and then she wants to blame us for not going after Kamala's policies when she herself admits she was choosing it based upon her intersectionalities.
Yeah, and I hope that's something the Democratic Party self-corrects. You know, I saw Kevin O'Leary on the Fox News panel last night after Trump had won, talking to the Democrat on the panel, I can't remember his name, saying that this is actually a good thing for your party because now hopefully you come back to the center a little bit and realize, you know, the way the radical left is right now, it's so out of touch that if they want any chance of winning an election from here on out, they're going to have to self-correct and come back to the center a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to have a circus. You don't keep bringing in the clowns. You know what I'm saying? Just stop the freak show and let's get back on the train of reality. All right, let me go to the phones real quick because I see that Jeff Rowe from Indiana is on the line. Jeff Rowe, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. A whole lot better than I had was 4 years ago anyway.
Outstanding. I mean, did you stay up and watch the results come in, or did you just wake up in the morning to see what happened?
No, I woke up this morning, and I seen that Trump had won, and then it was kind of a strange day, though, because I went in to take the dogs out to go to the bathroom, and then I come back in the house, I was soaking wet. I mean, we wasn't scheduled to have any rain in Indiana or anything, so I got and went to got my phone and looked at my weather app, and I was right. We wasn't supposed to have any rain, but apparently there was a flood of Democrat tears.
Jeffro.
It was so bad. Democrats living in low-lying areas, I heard they had to call out the Cajun Navy to rescue them.
What do you do, you know? I mean, liberal tears flooding the streets and valleys and backwoods of America, just inundating us. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the water was getting deep, man. The water was getting deep.
So when you got up this morning and checked to see what happened, what's the first source you went to check and see what happened?
My wife, because she thinks that I'm watching.
You're a wise man.
Drop one. Yeah.
You're a wise man. I'm sitting here dosing on caffeine, but it's been good. It's been fun to watch. But I'll tell you what, though, Jeff, and I say it with all sincerity, now's when the work really begins. Now we got to take what we've been given, this opportunity for a fresh breath of air, and we have got to make the most of it.
Especially since we got the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
But it's like I say, I hope we don't, I hope we didn't elect a bunch of rhinos or have enough rhinos in there to upset the apple cart because, we need to get something done this time. And if Trump unfeathered with a good Congress and everything, this country can be saved because we's on the path to destruction and where we was going. And I'm still worried about, our overspending and everything. It's going to cripple us and everything whenever you your interest on your debt is more than you're spending on the military.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's hard to have national security when you're so in debt you can't pay for the security. Brother, more to come. But listen, I'm stoked. I'm relieved. I am impressed, and I am also now ready to see the rest of us try to hold their feet to the fire. And I don't think we're going to have much trouble with that. I think for at least the first couple of years, it's going to be game on, get as much done as we can, and we're going to have to cheer them on and tell them when they've done it right. And I'm hoping that we will see exactly what they've said they would do because they're going to have the tools to do it.
Yeah, I think this term's cabinet is going to look much different than
yes,
the first one.
I agree.
At least it better look a lot different because, yeah. I mean, they and everybody that's been basically after him, you know, like the FBI, heads of the FBI, CIA and everything. I imagine they're having a very bad day.
I'm going to go ahead and predict that in the next 60 days, there are going to be top-level bureaucrats that are going to be dropping their retirement papers. What do you bet?
I'm just wondering how much evidence is going to be destroyed between now and the yeah. first of the year.
Yeah. Because, you hear that loud buzzing noise? That's the sound of millions of shred machines running right now as we speak.
You better believe it.
All right, man. Be safe on the road, all right?
Have a good one, Phil.
We'll see you, buddy. Take care. Tim from Madison texted in and says, Jeffro, liberal tears caused a landslide? Just a thought. Well, I don't know what he's saying.
He's talking about, you know, the liberal tears probably caused the landslide of an election.
So, oh, the landslide. Oh, gotcha. Okay. John from Huntsville says, they say Harris is about to give a concession speech, but I think something else is about to happen. Well, John's got a bad ookie feeling
he's
going
pessimistic.
On.
He's pessimistic. Listen, with a landslide like this, she has nothing. She's no option but to concede. You know, if it had taken all week for us to find out Trump won, like 2020 took all week to find out if Biden won, maybe it'd be different. But man, it was a landslide. They don't have any other option but to concede.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we already know that she's already called and offered her concession call. Yeah. And conceded the race. In reality. Red from Tony, Alabama says, we must continue to pray for this country and our leaders through this administration. Yes, we should, Red. And I'm going to say, let's not just pray for their productivity. Let's pray for their safety. Make sure that we pray for their safety, because there's already been two attempts on Trump's life while he was campaigning. And the reality is that's not something that should be taken lightly ever. But all the more so because they've already tried it twice in the last, several months. We have got to make sure that he's in a position of security and safety and has the ability to get into the job. By the way, we're watching the news right now here in studio. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to speak at Howard University to a large crowd of her followers.
I think they just showed two Trump fans there with a MAGA flag in the crowd.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
Man.
Brian from Decatur says, it's amazing what happens when five swing states don't stop their vote count the exact same time and then pull ballots out from underneath the tables. Yes. Yes, it is. Funny how we didn't have massive gas leaks. We didn't have Secretary of State's changing the last-minute rules. We didn't have ballot boxes being stuffed with huge amounts of, found ballots. So all said and done, it did have a different feel. I was pleased to see that we were not looking at a ton of controversy. I mean, there's always going to be the one-off. There's always going to be the machine that doesn't work and they have to get it back online. There's always going to be the someone said I got turned away at the polls. There's always going to be – that happens in every election. And I'm not minimizing it. What I'm saying is what we didn't see it was a systemic problem. We didn't see states with, complete mud on their shoes and egg on their face. So, yay. John from Lexington, South Carolina says, no matter how good yesterday's outcome was, we are still stuck with Senator Adam Schiff. I did see that. Pencil neck guy got elected.
And Pelosi.
Well, we knew Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah,
would.
But still, I'd like to tie that together if I wish they would move on.
Yeah. And then Birch from New Hope says, you beat me to it. I think he was talking about me talking about the prayer for safety. I've got a clip that we haven't played yet. How long is that clip with Jen Psaki, the clip one?
Just 20 seconds.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do this before the break. Jen Psaki used to work in the Biden administration as the press secretary before Karine Jean-Pierre took over. She's got some thoughts, and they're a little histrionic. Go ahead and play it.
I think this is a big, huge, huge part of the story that it's hard to even digest fully at this moment. But you have Elon Musk, who owns Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it these days, X, who is a disinformation propagandist and now has a direct, could potentially have a direct line to the Oval Office.
He's a disinformation propagandist. this is the woman, by the way, who used to be the disinformation propagandist for the Biden administration. That was her job, was to be the disinformation propagandist extraordinaire. How many times did she say, we'll circle back, we'll circle back, yeah. We'll circle back, we'll circle back.
And it's almost like Elon created community notes to fight disinformation.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
just funny how that works. All right, listen, we're going to take a bunch of text messages and move on to the next topic here momentarily. Right now, we're going to take a break. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I'm looking up at the screens right now. Fox is showing that Governor Tim Walz and his wife have just arrived at the Kamala Harris speech. They are taking their seats in front of the dais. I guess they're not going to be allowed to speak. He's sitting down in the audience. Just saying. Let me get some more text messages because you guys deserve it. Y'all are part of what makes this show so good, and we appreciate you. Larry from Decatur says, Phil, the first time in history of the world, the landslide caused the flood. Nice. I like it. The landslide caused the flood. Tim from Madison says, here's a T-shirt idea. Welcome to Right Side, unburdened by what had been. We have become unburdened by what has been. Yes, I love it. Red from Tony again. He says, I've heard more new terms in the past 5 years than the rest of my life combined. Yup. Ed P. from Huntsville says, oh, it's a long one. What does he say here? Phil, the Republicans are very good at talking the talk. Now they have to walk the walk. First, there can be no unity with the Democrats till there is an accountability. The J6ers cases need to be reviewed and pardons issued as appropriate. Second, people need to answer the draconian pandemic policies. Look, I get it all, man. I'm not going to go through every one of your lists, but I agree with you. And I do hope that Trump's going to wind up issuing pardons to the Jan 6 crowd. I mean, if they got in there and they've got them on video, you know, breaking things and stuff, then they're going to have to pay some kind of price, but they probably got time served already. So I'm for that. Kamala Harris has approached the podium. She is now standing in front of the dais, smiling, just, oh, loving. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I love you all. Oh, it's wonderful. I'm clapping. Don't you know? Oh, goodness. Well, I'll be honest with you, that'd be a hard speech to give. I don't care who you are. I mean, it's like saying, hey, I lost, and I lost so huge. Like, I lost bigger than anybody's lost in, I don't know, multiple decades since Carter or something. This is like 1980 again. So she is now trying to address the crowd, and we'll see where it goes. Either way, she's overdue for this. She should have said something to him last night. She should have come out and addressed her people and said, listen, we'll have more to say tomorrow, but I love you all and thank you for what you do. It's a tough night, but we're going to see where it goes. We're not going to know until tomorrow morning. So let's all go home and get some rest and come back. But I love you and thank you. But she didn't do that. She didn't even show up.
I don't expect much substance from this speech anyways.
No. In fact, I wonder if she's going to say she's been unburdened now by what has been. Brian from Decatur says, I truly hope the Inauguration Day exposure of President Trump is kept to an extreme minimum. I'm in the belief they could skip it altogether as get to work. With all the threats on his life and state-sponsored hits that have been verified on him, that is probably one of the most dangerous times for him. I think that security will be imminently tight, but I do believe that he will do it nonetheless. That's who he is. He's the kind of guy who says, we don't change who we are and what we do because of fear of what someone says about us.
So I'm just looking at, they're panning to all these girls crying in the crowd for Kamala's speech.
I know, it's sad. it's so sad. It's hard. They're loving on each other. Doug Imhoff.
Everybody's crying.
I got news. It's the liberal tears caused by the landslide. Paul from Decatur says, any news from the rest of the world? About President Trump win? Yes. In fact, I'm glad you said that. I'm going to be going into a segment next where I've got several sound clips about that very thing. Paul, I appreciate you. There have been any number of heads of state that have been chiming in on this win. And one of the best of them was Benjamin Netanyahu. And I look forward to getting to that with you next after the next break. Brian from Huntsville's question, does a president-elect get more Secret Service protection than a former president? Security ought to be improved for not campaigning anymore. I don't know for a fact what's what. I know that he'll be given access to classified briefings and able to see things he was not able to see before so that he can walk into the job knowing things. But I will also say that he better not have increased security. He better have already had the increased security. He's a former U.S. president running for president who got shot at. And listen, I don't know, Brian, to answer your question, but I do know this. It's going to be game on. We got several new texters. Don from Hartsel, brand new in the text line, says, Phil, all of Romans 13 is a right read for all of America this day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it would be. Lou from, I don't know where Lou is from. Where's Lou from? Does it say? It doesn't say.
Just asked her.
All right. Thank you. I see that. Lou just texted in and says, earlier you called this a mandate. I wish it would have been one for the Repubs. Not even close. Popular vote 50-50, House 50-50, Senate about 50-50. Very good day for Repubs. Not within a million miles of a mandate. Might want to keep it a little bit real. I don't know whose data you're looking at there, dude. When you say 50-50, 50-50, 50, no, not really. In fact, the electoral vote right now is sitting at 291 to 223, with Trump winning the popular vote by a pretty good margin, and he's going to wind up having well over 300 on the electoral. And then you're looking at the fact that we just swept all the battleground states for the most part, except maybe one, and we're going to wind up taking the last couple when they finally get their act together and get their count in. And then you're looking at an increase in the House so far, and we went and raised it three seats so far in the Senate to take back control. So I don't know where you are. Oh, by the way, there's also the governor's mansions. Took a few more of those, too. Lou, tell us where you're from, man. Appreciate you. Phil Williams, Whiteside Radio. More to come. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.